Your 8 o'clock news is read by Brian Jennings.
In the United States, the Democratic Party's presidential candidate, Kamala Harris, has described her Republican Party rival, Donald Trump, as unstable and obsessed with revenge. At a speech in Washington, Ms. Harris said voters had a choice between freedom or chaos. At his own rally, Mr. Trump focused on issues regarding migrants and inflation. Jackie Fox reports.
Donald Trump and Kamala Harris last night made their final pitches for president ahead of next week's election. At a rally in the swing state of Pennsylvania, Donald Trump repeated his promise of stopping what he called an invasion of migrants. For Kamala Harris, she stood with the White House behind her and addressed thousands of supporters from the same spot as where Donald Trump spoke shortly before the Capitol riot almost 4 years ago. She urged voters to turn the page on the drama and the conflict in politics, but her major campaign speech may be overshadowed by a row triggered by Joe Biden. Speaking on Zoom with voters, the president appeared to call Donald Trump supporters garbage. The White House said he was referring to hateful rhetoric used against Puerto Ricans, but Republicans are seizing on his comments. Donald Trump's running mate J.D. Vance said the remarks were disgusting.
At least 13 people are reported to have died in flash floods in southeastern Spain. Some areas received a month's rain in less than a day. Local authorities had advised people to stay at home and avoid all non-essential travel because of the flooding from torrential rain. Valencia and Andalusia are among the worst affected areas. Local television has been showing images of people clinging to trees to avoid being swept away. The Irish Fiscal Advisory Council has said areas such as housing, health, transport and electricity all require investment. The spending watchdog estimated that almost an additional 80,000 workers may be needed to address Ireland's infrastructure needs. That would include building new housing and retrofitting existing homes. Our economics and public affairs correspondent David Murphy.
High on the list for increased investment is housing. The Fiscal Council estimated 68,000 homes need to be built each year to catch up and deliver for a growing population. That's more than double last year's figure. It also said the planning and objection system is holding back tens of thousands of homes. It estimated 80,000 workers are needed to address Ireland's infrastructure needs. But an additional burst of spending could add to inflation. Instead, the Fiscal Council advocated increasing taxes or reallocating spending from elsewhere.
Gardaí have said that 60 motorists were detected for driving under the influence of drink or drugs between 7 o'clock on Monday morning and 7 o'clock yesterday morning. In their final update to their October bank holiday weekend road safety enforcement operation, Gardaí said more than 40 drivers were arrested for dangerous driving. The government is being asked to widen the terms of the Commission of Investigation into historical sexual abuse in schools to include physical abuse. Following publication of a scoping inquiry in September, the government announced that it would establish the commission. Some of those who contacted the inquiry sought to tell their stories about the physical abuse they endured in schools. However, their alleged abuse fell outside the scope of the inquiry. In the UK, the Chancellor of the Exchequer, Rachel Reeves, will deliver her government's first budget since taking office. In her statement to the House of Commons this afternoon, Ms. Reeves is expected to announce a series of tax rises and increased borrowing. The opposition Conservative Party has accused the Labour Party government of failing to honour election promises. Our London correspondent Tommy Mescal.
After a rocky start in government, the Labour Party will be hoping that today can help reset the dial. In her budget statement this afternoon, the first to be delivered by a female chancellor, Rachel Reeves will say that tough measures are needed to plug a £22 billion black hole in the public finances while also growing the economy. However, she'll also say that the payslips of workers will be protected. To that end, it's expected that there will be an increase of almost 7% in the minimum wage. While the NHS is likely to be allocated extra money. Some government departments will have to endure spending cuts in what is likely to be seen overall as a difficult budget. Tommy Mescal, RTE News, London.
Two men convicted of murder more than 140 years ago will today be pardoned by President Michael D. Higgins. Sylvester Poff and James Barrett were hanged in County Kerry in 1883 for the murder of a farmer, Thomas Brown. Harry Manning reports.
In October 1882, Thomas Brown, a farmer, was shot dead while working in one of his fields in Tremolton, County Kerry. Two local men, 35-year-old Sylvester Poff and his cousin, 21-year-old James Barrett, were arrested a little over a week later after a neighbour claimed they had seen them enter the field where Brown was shot. In December 1882, they were found guilty of murder and later hanged at the gallows in Tralee Jail. Now, more than 140 years since they were executed, Poff and Barrett will be pardoned. It follows the work of the Castle Island District Heritage Group, who researched the case and made the argument that the convictions were unjust. UCD legal expert Dr. Niamh Howland was tasked by the Department of Justice to review the case, and she found that the convictions were unsafe, as a modern-day court would not convict based on the evidence presented in 1882. The Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, in April recommended that Poff and Barrett receive a presidential pardon. This afternoon, the President, Michael D. Higgins, will present the ancestors of Poff and Barrett with their official pardons.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For highly efficient, sustainable home heating for your new build, choose Grant's A++ rated Airona heat pump. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be generally cloudy but largely dry today. There'll be isolated patches of drizzle and sunny spells. Highest temperatures will range from 13 to 16 degrees.